Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Welcome, everybody. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is Baton Rouge native, Brulee native, Randall Bluegay. Randall, former Saints player, former LSU player, former Brulee high school football state player. Randall, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me. You know, I'm always ready to come and talk with you.
Man, I had you on our TV show, I think, right after you won the Super Bowl with the Saints. It might have been, shoot, tell me, how many years now, Randall? It's been going by quick.
I know. I don't remember. I really don't remember.
It's been a
long
time.
Well, I look at it like this. We did our 10-year reunion for the Saints 2 years ago for our Super Bowl team. So that's, and I played 1 year after that, so it had to be a long time ago.
It's unbelievable the time that's flown. Randall, I remember when Randall was playing running back at Brulee High School for Brady Perry. And I'll never forget, I'd come to practice and I met you and I met Norman Lejeune. I met, you know, all the guys. Y'all had a good team. And your recruitment was really interesting. And people forget about prior to LSU, you know, prior to the New Orleans Saints. But it almost didn't happen at LSU. You almost went to Alabama. Tell everybody that
story. It was amazing just how that went down, because, you know, I was somebody who really, you know, I didn't have a favorite college team really. When you're young, you think you want to go to all these places, but when reality was hitting me that I was about to be away from home, be away from my mom and my dad and my family, I started to really wonder why LSU hadn't called me.
Yeah.
And it was just perplexing to me because, you know, LSU was basically terrible then.
Yeah.
They had won three games that year, the year before, and Alabama had just won the SEC championship and was competing on the national level. And, you know, they were supposed to be contenders for the national championship, and they had offered me a scholarship. So I'm like, what is going on? So I take my recruiting trip to Alabama, and while I'm there, I pretty much know that this is it. I'm about to commit. And I'm in my hotel room waiting to go to the dinners and stuff, because this is the first day. And me and my mom give each other a look like we both know what's about to happen. And I said, Mom, I don't want to leave you. She said, I don't want you to leave me. I said, I think I'm a ex-Southern. Will they give me a scholarship so I could stay home? And she was like, I'm not going to complain. So it was, I probably 10 minutes later, the phone in the hotel ring. And we're like, why is this phone? We're like, who is this? And my mom picks up and it's Coach Perry. We're like, hey, Coach. And she hands me the phone. I said, Blue, don't commit. Coach Fisher is in the office and he's offering you a scholarship. I'm like, what? Are you serious? He said, yeah, he just watched the tape and they offer you a scholarship. I'm like, thank God. I'm like, Mom, we can go home right now. He said, no, we going to finish the trip. We came out here, we're going to finish the trip. But that made my day. That is so crazy, because I was about to be a Roll Tide person. And now I look at it like, ugh.
I'm glad you were purple and gold in the end, Rand. I really do.
I am so glad to.
I remember, I mean, Brady Perry did such a great job at Brulee. Talk about your Brulee days, what it was like growing up in West Baton Rouge. And I mean, y'all had a great, great team. Norman ended up signing too at LSU, your teammate at Brulee. And what was it like playing for Coach Perry?
Well, you know, our Brulee days were, Brulee was a town, especially then. Now it's a little different because it's expanding a little more. But when I was growing up, it was a small community where it was one of those everybody knew each other towns, because all our parents went to school together. We went to school and we were going to school together. And now the people here, our kids are going to school together. But we all started playing football together when we were, you know, youth football. And our team was always pretty good. So we kind of just stuck together all the time. We grew up together. We learned to know each other. And we get to high school. And, you know, Coach Perry was a good football coach for our team. He was perfect for our team. He he was somebody who, I'll say one thing, he did not prepare me for Nick Saban, but I love my head coach to death. I love Coach Perry. So it was, our guys worked hard, we worked, and we grew together. And it was just, it was good to see all the players who started with us when we were young get college scholarship, because it was about five of us who ended up signing with a college. So
yeah, that was great. But before we go take a break, when we come back, we're talking to Randall Bluegay. When we come back, Randall, I want to ask you how you got your nickname. I never asked you. How'd you get blue when we come back? And then,
all right.
And then talk about the Saints, talk about LSU currently, and talk about what you're doing now. We want you to promote. You are an attorney now, and an injury attorney, and also you can explain, tell everybody about what you're doing. I want you to promote that, because I know some Tiger fans might call you, man. You know, so. We're going to take a break. We're going to have more with Randall Bluegay from Brulee High School, LSU, and the New Orleans Saints, where he got his ring, we'll just say 12 years ago. Been a while. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Before we get back with Randall Bluegay, I want to mention some sponsors. I want to thank our sponsor, Medin's Collision Center on Kincaid Avenue. Medin's has been around since the 60s. Randall, they're family-owned. Chris and Domenica Medin. Call 357-7983 is the number to call if you need a paint job or body work on your car or truck. Treads and Care Tire Company, brand-new location in Central, where I grew up in Central. Devin Holly's the owner since 1971. They're on Park Place Drive and Hooper Road. The number to call is 331-8144. They do tires, brakes, every major tire brand. Also, our first sponsor, who we're going to promote Mississippi State later in the show, Randall, because John Harvey Toyota, he went there, but his wife is an LSU fan. So it's interesting because LSU plays State this year, and they ruined LSU season this past year, the Bulldogs in week one. But John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, be sure to go to them for a used car, a new car. They'll take care of you. Tell them Lee sent you, John Harvey Toyota. Randall, how did you get the nickname? I've never asked you, but how did you get the nickname Blue?
It's one of those things where really I will never know, because it's a name that's all I remember being called Blue when I was young. And by the time you get older and, you know, you start getting your name in the paper, then everybody gave you the nickname Blue. I gave it to you. I'm like, so I have no idea. It was a name that I really had to learn. My name was Randall. Everybody always called me Blue, and all the way to the NFL. Wow. Even at LSU, Coach Saban called me Blue. Everybody just called me Blue. My teachers did. My principals did. Everybody always called me that. And it's been my name. And when I got to the NFL, they asked, did I want to, you know, use that as my name? But I didn't, you know, I didn't care. I was rookie, undrafted, free agent. I'm like, right. I can care less what y'all call me. I'm trying to make the team.
Just put me on the team, Coach.
Just get me on the team. I can care. Y'all can call me anything. I just want to make the team. So that's just how it is. I have no idea, but it's been there, and it's still there.
When you went to LSU, you played for Saban. He converted you to DB. The greatest thing that ever happened, being a cornerback. Because everybody, you know, running back, everybody wants the ball, but you can get on the field quicker as a corner.
That is exactly it.
And you get to LSU, and y'all got Stables or backs. You got a tackle now. But what was it like now that you played for Saban and you see this rival now with Bam LSU? Now Nick's at Alabama, and now you're an LSU graduate, but – what do you think of the Tigers going into 2021 with Orgeron's won a national championship with Joe Burrow, 219, Les Miles 1-1, and then your coach 1-1 at LSU? But what do you – that's kind of – you think that bothers Nick Saban to have to come to Tiger Stadium when he does? They said he's not, but it's got to bother him a little bit when he comes back, huh?
I don't think it bothers him at all, because, I mean, when he's winning 90% of the time, it doesn't bother you when at the end of the day, you're whooping everybody's butt.
Right,
so, I'm sure he has his few emotions, but now he's whooping everybody. So, and you, if anybody knows Coach Saban, he's so focused on the football part of it, nothing else really matters to him anyway. He's preparing for LSU the same way he would be preparing for Brule High School if they were playing for it. He would coach the same exact way, no matter what. If it can be in a sand lot or in Tiger Stadium or in Alabama's home stadium, he's going to prepare the same way, and it's not going to change with him. Nothing changes with Coach Saban.
Randall, what in your thoughts? He just signed a contract which will make him 76 years old when he's finished with it. Do you think he'll coach to 76, almost 80? Do you think that'll happen?
He's going to go past that.
What?
If knock on wood, I'm not trying to put this on my coach, because I mean, I owe a lot to the coach. But Coach Saban is somebody who's going to have to die on the field.
He won't leave.
He's not going to just leave. And it's not like he's going to just fall off either to get fired. So he's going to be somebody when he's 76 and he's still moving well, he's still talking well, he's going to still coach. He's going to be like Eddie Robinson, still out there, still doing his thing.
He'll be walking around trying to recruit every state still. But what do you think of Ed Orgeron? You know, they had a tough year last year, 5-5, as you know. What do you think of this year coming up with LSU? And I think they're going to be drafted. Look, they lost to Mississippi State in week one in Tiger Stadium. That was rough. And it just
Set the tone for the season, really. But I think it should be a bounce back season for us, because last year, I mean, what do you expect when you lose everyone? I don't think anybody has ever had a mass exodus like we had. We had maybe one starter on offense and one starter on defense return. Then we have COVID restrictions, so all the new players, they don't get to practice reps in the spring like, you know, you usually get. So it was a tough season for us, and it was tough on a lot of people who were trying to, you know, make a name for themselves. So early in the season, it really showed that we were not ready. We were not a good football team. But I think as the season went on, those guys, you know, got a little more reps in, got a little more confidence. And at the end of the season, they showed that they can beat the better teams and win, like when they upset Florida. So I look forward to this season with a full off-season, workouts, everything pretty much normal. Hopefully it doesn't change in the next couple of weeks. But they're still getting the top recruits. It's time for these guys to develop, to stop saying how good you're going to be on social media and go out there and produce.
Yeah.
You want a chance. You don't want to transfer. You don't want to be in transfer portal. When you go out on the field, show you can play. That's just the name of the game. And I think some players are going to rise to the occasion. Some won't. But LSU is recruiting good enough now. If you don't, the next person will be ready to do it.
Randall, I heard a little birdie told me in camp. I know some people you know me, man, being around 40 years in this. I know a couple of people, and they told me that the camp attitude is 100% different this year than it was in 20, and that they're dialed in, like you said, and they feel like they're dialed in like 19. So, like you said, that makes a big difference.
Now think about it. The better you play, you can actually make money in college now.
Right.
So now it's an even bigger incentive to go out there and handle your business. Go do your thing, because now I wish they would have really made the announcement of players being able to make some money while they're in college before the draft of this season. Because that's a whole different decision for a guy who's, you know, projected as a third or fourth round pick.
Yeah.
You know, I can stay in school and make money to be able to survive for a year. I don't have to go out early because my family has no money and I'm taking a chance just because, I mean, my family has nothing. So I think that's going to be a good thing for kids not leaving so early all the time, because now it seems like everybody is, no matter what, how much you play, no matter what, they have a 3-year plan.
Yeah.
Where our plan was, I hope I'm not here for 5. We would go, hey, 4 years, get my degree. I hope I don't redshirt. But if I do, I do.
Yeah.
Where these guys really are on signing day saying, I'm going to spend my next 3 years.
I know.
And she's like, what?
Randall, you know, can you imagine if you were, let's just say if they had the rules when you played that you could make money. Imagine you having a 2 interception game. and it's Alabama.
Oh, man.
And then all these companies are calling your group, right, saying we want to endorse Randall because of that two-interception game. You know, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, man, that would have been – that's the reality of what's going to happen because it can be a weekly thing. I mean, if you're the high guy that week, hey, because the thing is, in college, any money helps. Because I tell people all the time, I was caught in the middle. You know, my family wasn't rich, and we were poor. So that meant I didn't get Pell Grants or anything, and they didn't have really enough money to just give me all the time. So going out to eat or going to the movies, that kind of stuff was real tough. Or someone like me where now – at least they have an opportunity to have some money in their pocket.
Well, they got some money to have to actually pay for popcorn for a date.
I know. That was, I think back on it. When my girlfriend, we counting how much, you know, like, okay, I got $100. This got to last until.
Right.
When you're looking at, you know, all this money they're talking about, the team is making, and he's like, man, come on, y'all give us something.
Randall, I remember going to baseball games when I started my magazine in my early 20s, and I was with this guy, Stan. Me and Stan were big Tiger baseball fans, and we went in the stadium. We forgot we only had $1.75 total.
Oh, man.
And we were like, look, we no popcorn tonight, man. We – maybe small
$1.75. You weren't getting much of anything.
Small Coke. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with Randall about the Saints, and also we're going to promote what he's doing as an attorney. I'm really proud of him being he's done well. He's really worked hard, because to become an attorney, you got to go to a lot of school. And that was after his pro days, and I'm really proud that you were able to get through all law school, which is hard. It's
Thank
not
you.
Easy. But we'll be right back with more Randall Blue Gay in just a second. We'll be back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Randall Blue Gay, one of my favorite former LSU players, Baton Rouge natives. Randall, the Saints, no Drew Brees. I think he was the last Super Bowl player on the team. Now it's nobody's left. None of your teammates are there, I don't think.
No, I think they got rid of Morse last year, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, Drew was the last one. So the our era is over.
And I'm surprised
it's officially over, because I'm surprised it lasted that long, even though my New England era, it lasted 18 more years after I left because of one player who's still out there, like,
oh man, Brady,
winning MVPs and stuff. But yeah, our Saints era is over. But this era they have now, I mean, they have some good players in there, and they are doing that thing. We are, I mean, it's no question about it. We are Jameson away. We are wondering if Jameson can lead this team. And the thing about it is, like I try to tell people, it's not like he doesn't have the talent. The guy threw for 5,000 yards in the season and 30-something touchdowns in the season. So, obviously, that means he can play the game of football. The problem is he also threw for 30 interceptions.
Right.
So his decision-making, that's when 30 interceptions, that's more of decision-making.
Randall, he just doesn't seem to be able to put it all together, and he's got everything.
Yes, and that's why I'm thinking now, with if anybody can make him put it together, it's Coach Payton. That's the thing about it. And he's learned under Drew for a season. He's been around Drew. He had this offseason to work. So I think we can surprise some people, because at the end of the day, this team has won just about – all we lost was one game without Drew in the lineup the last two seasons where we had a backup quarterback. Yeah. So the talent is around him. All he has to do is don't make those mistakes of just throwing it into anything.
Yeah, and go ahead and make Hill a H-back tight end now. It's just – that's his
thing. Yeah. And have him – you know what I mean? And Coach Payton's smart enough to really draw up all kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, long as Hill is on the field, he's a threat to do anything, a toss pass or this and that. People, they have to be aware of that. Him being on the field, I mean, you can always break the huddle and have him at H-back and just put him at quarterback. And, you know, it's all kind of things where defenses have to adjust. And with Hill, you really have to play him different than you play Jameson. So it's just things that a coach can do that can make our offense really potent. But I think we have to settle in on a quarterback that, you know, very consistent at being a quarterback.
And Michael Thomas is out for the first few games. That's not going to help any.
Yeah, that really hurt. But at the end of the day, the NFL is next man up.
Period.
Everybody out there is getting paid to do a job.
Yeah.
And you know, for somebody, you're getting the biggest opportunity in your life to prove that you belong in this league.
Yeah.
Because that's how I got – that's why I stayed in the NFL and got 7 years in, because I was undrafted free agent. I made the team. And when my opportunity came because of an injury, I made the best of it. Ended up starting 12 games that year, started in the Super Bowl. We won a Super Bowl. And that pretty much catapulted my career for the NFL. So that's what you have to do. Take advantage of the opportunity when somebody is in and make the best of it.
And Randall, let me ask you this. I don't think anybody's probably asked you this. I'm probably not. But when you look at Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, you played for both coaches.
Yeah.
Who's the most humorous? Does anybody take a joke out of those two? Do they laugh? I mean,
Belichick is by far the most humorous.
Really?
By far. He just hates you guys.
I got you. He don't like talking to me at all.
Oh, no. He hates you guys. Because, really, he broke it down to us about it, too. He basically said, the media, you guys cannot help us win a football game. At all. Nothing you guys can do will help us win a football game. What you can do is get us to say something we regret, say something about injuries that can help us to lose a baseball game, a football game.
Right.
Say something that you're going to regret. So watch what you say to me, because you are not out there to benefit us. It's to get, you know, attention and good hits. So, and he was right about it. So, he has a dry humor. It's one of those, he'll say something like, hold on, he just dissed me on the same type stuff. Yeah. Well, I don't ever remember Coach Saban making any kind of joke. Ever.
You know what? You know why Nick Saban liked me? I did recruiting for him, but I never went to a press conference. And he liked me for that, because I never went there and asked him a dumb question, you know. So, but he also told me, if you're going to work for me for recruiting, don't go to a press conference. Don't do that.
I can't. And if you would have showed up,
that'd have been over with.
Boy.
Done.
He would have called you out in the press conference too.
Yeah. Scouting days would have been over for me, Randall.
Oh yeah.
But look, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about you being an attorney and talk about, get your thoughts on Brulee. I mean, they got a new school. Things are really blowing up over there in West Baton Rouge. And then we'll talk about how people can call you as an attorney, and especially if they get in an accident or something. I know you're an injury attorney. And who better to call than a former LSU Tiger to represent you?
Our firm, period. We best firm in the state.
We're going to come right back with more Randall Blue Gay. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Randall Blue Gay. I want to thank Randall for not only joining me, but he's got a cold tonight. He's fighting through it. That's how much he doesn't dislike me. So, He's on tonight, and I wanted to mention, most people don't know what you're doing now, Randall, and tonight I want you to be able to explain that you are an attorney now, and people that don't know now will know.
Yeah. When I retired from football, I sat out one season and realized, this is too boring. I have to find something to do it. And I never was one of those ones who wanted to go into the media or wanted to really take coaching professional series. Yeah. I coached my youth football team here.
Yeah.
But I wanted another path. So while I was in the NFL, I actually took the LSAT. I took the LSAT. Okay. Coach Payton let me leave a minicamp, an actual mandatory minicamp. He let me miss a day to go take the LSAT. Wow. So I took it and forgot I had. I really had forgot I took it because, you know, played a season, another season, and forgot about it. So I sat out the year, and I ran into my boss, really, my boss now, one dental store. He's a now he's the, our district attorney. He's from a Brule I graduated, Tony Clayton. Okay. I ran into him one day, and he said he heard I wanted to go to law school. Huh. I said, yeah, I think I'm going to start next year. And he was like, no, you're not. You're going to call this number, and you're going to go this year.
Yeah.
I said, it's too late. He said, call this number and get to school. Right. So I called, and I went to law school, went there those 3 years, graduated, took the board. I graduated cum laude, so I didn't completely knock my brain completely loose.
Yeah.
And I took the bar and I passed it the first time. And
wow.
Tony gave me at then he was an assistant district attorney, but our local district attorney was Ricky Ward at the time. They hired me as an assistant district attorney. So, and I've been there for, 6 years now.
Wow.
And Tony hired me at his law firm, Clayton, Frugier and Ward Law Firm. And I've been there for 6 years. So that's what I've been doing. And I tell people all the time, I'm have to be, like, I don't know what I did, but I am the luckiest person in the world just because it's the teams I end up falling on are just, like, great teams.
Yeah.
And I have great coaches because I went from, you know, Nick Saban to Bill Belichick to Sean Payton to Tony Clayton and Michael Frugier.
Wow.
Leading me and teaching me, you know, these are, Mike and Tony are two of the best. Lord, it's amazing. I kind of, you know, I'm in awe of them half the time. Instead of learning from them, I'm still in awe of them. So I just fall in some great situations. Our law firm, we do real well over there. They get it done. We get it done at our law firm and at the DA's office. You know, I get an opportunity to try to help people when I can, but at the same time, you know, I do my job to try to make this my community as safe as possible. Like you mentioned, we have our new school because Brule is a great community.
Yes.
It's growing a little faster than what I wanted because I love that hometown feeling of knowing everybody, but we don't know everybody anymore.
Right.
Traffic has changed a little bit, but we are trying to keep our area as safe as possible, and I get an opportunity to be a part of the solution of solving the problem.
Yeah, and I remember running into you about 2 years ago. Remember at DiGiulio's Italian restaurant on Perkins Road? You were you were in there with a lot of your law firm people. You almost had 10 people in there that day.
Yeah, I forget. It was something for, I think we were scheduling a deposition or something like that.
Yeah. And I said, well, look at
that's when I ran into you.
And you were dressed in a suit. You were dressed with a tie and everything. I was like, he must be an attorney now. Yeah.
Yep. But it's so crazy. People went from never seeing me in a suit to that's pretty much all I wear now.
But you know what, Randall? It's not easy because I got friends that are attorneys. And, you know, passing that bar the first time is not easy.
And if I wouldn't pass the first time, I don't think I would be a lawyer right now.
Because
that was just the preparation for it, the hours of studying, because I was the one who I kind of, you know, I was slacking with my preparation at first, and then I realized, hold on, this boy is coming up fast, and I don't know anything. So, you know, 15-hour study days end up happening, and I was like, man, I can't do this again. I'll go coach somewhere if I have to.
Yeah.
But I end up passing it on my first try, you know, because I was a guy when I went to law school, I'm fresh off for Super Bowl, and I'm in law school, and everybody's like, you know, they're kind of in awe, and they're like, I'm a regular dude now.
They
expected me to be the dumb football player, you know, the stereotype.
Right,
I was just
a
dumb football player. But, you know, they quickly realized that I was, you know, I've always did well in school. I have always been good at taking tests. Just So I am a good test taker. So I tricked a lot of my classmates who really didn't expect anything, and then they realized they were something like, man, you came here not, you know, I was just sitting in class. I wasn't really taking notes. They like, we think you're about to fail out, and now we see you a genius. I'm like, man, that's not a genius. I can just pick up on stuff that I need to pick up on when I need to pick up on it.
Randall, I want a chance for you to plug your law firm, but give a phone number to call the law firm if they're trying to get in touch with you to hire you. Give a phone number out, if you don't mind, to your company.
Our phone number at Clayton Frugian Ward, it is 225-344-7000. 225-344-7000.
And calling Blue or Randall Gay, right?
Yeah, anything. If you say Blue, they're going to think you know me personally, but they'll contact me regardless, but yeah, they don't know.
Want to take a quick break, come back. One final thoughts from Randall. I want to get his thoughts on Brulee. I think they're going to be really good this coming year in football. I really do. And I want to talk to Randall about that. I think it could be one of their better teams in a long time coming back this coming year. Brulee High School, very exciting, man. They got a new stadium, new school. But we'll be right back with more Randall Blue Gay in just a second. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkine, your guest. I'm your host, man. I'm hosting, man. Look, I must be studying too much, Randall. I'm actually working on my 25th year football preview, Randall, 25 years.
Ooh.
And you ran it back in the day. And we're putting out our 25th year late August, and we go to the printer tomorrow. And so my brain's kind of scattered. We're proofing it. I'm looking at all these recruits, all the notes from the games last year. And
I graduated 21 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
you ran it 21 years ago in our football preview. And for everybody, go to LAFootballMagazine.com if you want to pre-order. We do a North book now too, Randall, and a South. I'll actually get you some copies for your law firm when it comes out.
Okay.
It'll be out late August. Brulee High School, Randall, I want to share this with you. I think last year they showed where they could be possibly this coming year. They got some great players back. They got some big linemen. They've got probably the best wrestling team in the state in classification. I think everybody on Brulee's team can wrestle. And then they've got a good skill guys. I like the D-line. They got a kid from Barb High School.
Oh, man. That's not a kid. That's a man.
That's a specimen. Robinson, Daenerys Robinson.
Randall, that's his name.
That guy, he can come off the edge like an all-SEC DN. I mean, he's 6'2", 260, 255, can run.
And explosive and strong. He came out of nowhere like, where did this guy come from? Like, what is this? He I think he's going to do amazing this year because he set some lofty goals. He is, and he's been putting in the work. I don't see him much around town, and he's in the weight room all the time.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's putting in the work, and I think he's going to do some things for us this year. We're going to need him to step up.
You know, he reminds me of you in recruiting because he's not ranked right now, which is crazy, right? And he's D1 all day long, you know that. And yet he's not even on the radar on all these big schools, but he will be. And in our magazine, he's going to be pumped up in our magazine. But they've got a heck of a D-line at Brulee. They got three guys that could sign this coming year, and they got a couple of really good linebackers and a couple of good DBs. What do you think of this defense compared to when you played at Brulee?
Well, you know, at Brulee, I didn't play defense at all.
Really? I always thought you did. I just running.
Oh, no. Coach Perry, he didn't let me play defense. But my freshman year, after that, once I started being a running back, really running it, he did not let me play. Until my senior year, I begged him to play defense too. And he let me one game, and the first quarter of that game, I got hurt. So, you know, I didn't play defense.
Not again, yeah.
But I'm always gonna go with my boys from my era. So my our defense was better than them, but really, I think they need to listen to the coach and do their job. I think sometimes because these kids, this is a group our youth football program started 7 years ago,
okay.
And this was like our first group. Hmm. So these seniors, so you know, I know almost all the kids out there. I've coached all the kids.
Yeah.
So I know what they can do, and this group actually, we in our league, we played in the championship game. We ended up losing to Zachary in double overtime by 1 point. And so they have the talent. We know they have the talent. It's about them really doing the extra. I can never get that out of them to just do the extra to get what you want. Because I tell them, y'all have one of those things where it's a gift and a curse of you're in a district with Madison Prep, U High, and all these people. Nice. So you're going to be playing against some great players. But at the same time, if you show up against these players, you go from unknown to who is that kid? Right. I need him.
Right.
You're going to have scouts at your game.
Right.
Show up. Y'all have the opportunity just because of the people you play. So if you want to be seen, show up like you talk. That's what I say. It's less talk and just show up when you're supposed to, and your life can change real quick.
And you know what's very unique about Brulee, the team, and you, like you said, you know all these kids. Their quarterback, Sammy, is a heck of an athlete, a quarterback, Sammy.
Yeah. Daquano, he is. He defense, offense, he played. At one point, coach doesn't go both ways, even though we kind of get on him about that. We we try to tell him that every state championship that's been won in 3A had people playing both ways.
That's right.
But, coach from a little larger school, and he got his ways. We might get to him one day. But we're putting up people out there that can do the job. So they have to have confidence in themselves. Like coach got confidence in them. They got to go out there and do it.
Yeah, and like you said, just believe, because when you see Brulee get off the bus, this team, they look the part, you know?
They do. And now we got all this fancy stuff. I'm like, y'all got all this fancy stuff. Y'all's fault. I think that might be slowing y'all down, all this fancy equipment and everything else. All these nice uniforms and weight rooms and everything else. But I think that's a product of the work we put in and our community. Our community is something special. We put in, everybody puts in a lot to our community. So many volunteers. So just everybody wants to help and be involved. Cause like I said, I'm the president of our youth football program. I turn down money a lot from people. I'm like, we don't need it. Our program is good. don't need it. So, find somebody who needs it. We're good over here.
In Brulee High School, a little stat, you know this, the O-line's going to average about 265 across, which it wasn't like that when you played. Wasn't that big?
I know. I had some hundred. I remember my senior year, I had at least one offensive lineman that I weighed more than. And I would, I've never been a big guy, so what does that tell you? I tell you, y'all lucky, man.
Randall, you had to get the ball and block the guy, huh?
Just 1 year, just my senior year. You know, before that, I had a pretty, when me and Norman was there together, we had a pretty good offensive line. They weren't huge.
Yeah,
but
they were tough.
We grew up, like I said, we grew up together. They were some of the meanest people you ever meet.
Right.
That's what you need for offensive line.
Randall, before we go, tell me your thoughts about Oklahoma, Texas joining the SEC. How do you feel about that?
Kind of mixed, It's like, come on, our conference is tough enough. So you take the best two teams, a traditionally best team in Texas, but they haven't been to that competitive in the last couple of years, but Oklahoma, and bring them over there too. So now we have to play them too every year.
Oh,
but it just helps, it makes our conference stronger. It's just like, man, are we going to get a break? So now I want to go from, in a span of 4 weeks, we might play three teams that played in the college football playoffs last year. Like, how are we going to survive this? But
it's like playing a New Orleans Saints schedule or a Patriots schedule now.
Yeah, and then have to go right back to the college football playoffs. And it's like, man.
You know what? I'm going to throw something out, Randall, and let me get your opinion on it. Because of the long wear and tear now in the playoffs, I think they need to quit playing SEC championship game.
Yeah, I think so too. It's now, especially with you put all these teams in there. We got an East champion, a West champion. They have them out, and now we're gonna have probably five teams make the playoffs when they go to 12 teams. I think they really that's a very good idea. Get rid of it. Everybody's playing a lot of good games. Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because these seasons get long. Because, I mean, you're a college student. At the end of the day, these are still college students.
Right.
And I remember we didn't play nearly as many games as them, man. By this year worn out, it's like, man, when is the season going to be over? You don't get any holidays. You're working on every holiday.
Turkey Day, Christmas, everything, yeah.
Yeah, New Year's. It's like everything you're going, and it gets to a point where it's like, is this about what's best for us or making somebody else money?
And
that's what it seems like when you keep adding games.
Not only that, but the SEC championship game, you don't get a week off. You got to play in a playoff the next week.
The very next week, straight out there.
Yeah, you don't even get your body right. Like Saban used to tell you, you got to get your body right. You don't even have time.
Exactly. And like I said, and if I, as an alumni, give one of the players a ride home, from practice, they're suspended. So it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Y'all treating these people to make all this money, but if they accept a ride from an alumni, they can't play.
Right.
It's like, well, you're treating these people as, you know, property and not as college students. But when you add more games and more games, it shows that you're just treating them as property.
Well, I'm glad you can
make more money for it.
I'm glad they can make money now. I just hope they're ready for it because these kids are going to have to be ready to make money at 18, 19. And so,
but
I am happy that they're able to, like you said, have some money in their pocket to go, you know, buy some bubble gum or something, right?
Well, the money they're getting, the economy will be great these college towns. I tell you that because college kids are not going to save it. I tell you that the malls and stuff better get ready.
The movie theaters, all that stuff. But Randall, before you go again, give out your law firm and your phone number with the law firm so they could give you a call. Randall Bluegay.
Yeah, if you need anything personal injury related, I promise you we're the best law firm in the state. Clayton Frugier and Ward Law Firm, number is 225-344-7000.
And Randall, tell them where y'all are located. Where is the law firm?
Our physical location is Highway 1 in Port Allen, which really, you know, it's the Brule part of Port Allen.
Yeah.
You head towards Brule High, but Highway 1 South Port Allen. The address is, you know, I can't retain
That's why they got Google, man. They got Google, man.
I know.
Yeah, people can Google a law firm and they can find it in Port Allen.
Yeah, that's my boss actually had a commercial that said, Google me, baby.
He said,
Google me, baby.
Everybody Googles now, so. Randall, thank you. I know you got a call, and I appreciate you doing this still, and I really appreciate it, man. I really do. That you took the time to be with us and you get to speak and all these young guys listen to our show that are coming up and mom and dads and they get a chance to hear you and a lot of your fans. And now we get to let them know what you're doing now. I'm glad that you were able to come on tonight.
Thanks for calling me. See, it was meant for us to meet at that restaurant that day.
That's right.
And it's crazy. Like I said, I just happened to be looking for something in my email about a work meeting, a meeting at work I had today. Like, what time is this meeting? Let me check my email, and I saw your name. If I didn't have that work meeting, I would not have seen that email I probably would have never seen it because, you know, you get 1,000 emails a day now. But It was meant for me to be on this show. That's what I think.
Oh, if that wouldn't have worked, I'd have to call Brady Perry and say, hey, let's give me Brandel's number.
And that's what you get. You know Coach got it.
Yeah.
You know Coach is going to give it to you.
Randall, get some rest, man, and God bless you. And we'll before we – don't hang up. When we end the show, everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. All those Brulee kids are going to be in the preview. We got a great write-up on Brulee. Even their coach from Ruston, we talk about him. Like Randall said, he's from North Louisiana, young, good coach from Ruston. And Brulee's got a great program coming up. They're going to be in all 312 schools, I think, Randall, we're writing about, counting the MAS.
312.
And all 12 colleges and recruiting. We got a couple of hundred kids on all Louisiana teams with the North and the South. LAFootballMagazine.com. Pre-order your copy. It comes out late August. The first people to get it are the ones that ordered off our website with our advertisers. We'll see you Friday of this week. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.